This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, tomorrow night, Friday the 17th, the Tactical Civics is going to be having a meeting out in the Geauga County area. Tactical Civics for you folks in Northeast Ohio. And the address for that is the Ransom Sage Farm. That's the Ransom Sage Farm. And you know what? I don't have the rest of that address. But that's right off Route 6 there in Chardon. Maybe I can find that address real fast. Okay. And then on the 24th, Friday, I do have the address for that. 505 Center Street in Chardon. Okay, that's the Ransom Sage Farm, 505 Center Street in Chardon. Now, what do we do? The Tactical Civics teaches, and folks, it's growing across the country. We're becoming more and more organized, and believe me, the left is very concerned about us. And we are going to restore the militia, the standing militia that the God's Word, well, the Constitution talks about. Actually, they had one in Nehemiah, didn't they? Yes. And so, anyhow, and also the grand jury. We're going to take the people's grand jury, the people's, the way the Constitution gave it to us, not with corrupt prosecutors leading up. And we're also going to have the same meeting at 7 p.m. at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, on the 24th. And we are fighting back, folks. We're not just setting it. You know what Niemöller wrote? He said, "They came for the communists, but I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the socialists, and I wasn't a socialist, so I did nothing. Then they came from the trade unions, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to help me." That's what'll happen unless you stand up. Now, let me tell you something. The people that are in charge, the Bible says, when the righteous in authority, the people rejoice. When Donald Trump was in that White House, the people, things were getting good. The economy was good. We were respected by other countries there. The military had pride. They were strong. Our military was getting stronger. Joe Obama Biden has destroyed. He's doing it under the orders of his masters, the communist Chinese.
Well, when the wicked are in charge, the people mourn.
And we're seeing that more and more, okay? Say, the mainstream media is trying to convince you that the economy's great, that you're really not paying all these high prices that you pay out there. They say that's just in your mind, right? The economy's really good, what they're telling us.
No, what Biden said was, well, they have the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's what he said. That was almost a direct quote. I might have a word or two, but he basically said, all you out there, quit complaining because you got the money to pay the higher prices. And if they're higher, it's because of shrinkflation. The businesses are just giving you less for your money. You know, cruel, horrible capitalists. So that's the story there.
All right. We told you before about the UN, the United Nations, sending their troops in here. We know that over 50,000 nationalist Chinese troops are on American soil right now in plain clothes. We know that they're trying to open up their camps around our military bases. We know that they've actually opened Chinese police departments in our country here. Well, the United Nations now is doing that. They're sending their troops here. And go ahead and play that clip.
The southern border of the United States is wide open, and the federal government has been conducting a wide-scale criminal operation of flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing them across the United States, and providing them with homes and financial support. The GOP's talking point has been that this is all about election fraud. But this has been happening all across the Western world for over a decade. This is something far more sinister than election fraud. The Population Division of the United Nations concerns themselves with international migration. In the year 2000, they published Replacement Migration, a solution put forth to deal with declining and aging populations. For years, we were told that this was a conspiracy theory. But now that we are seeing tens of millions murdered by the experimental shots, it is becoming more clear what the objective is. We are told that these are poor families fleeing tyranny, but there are massive amounts of healthy young men without any families. And time again, we have seen them act violently against the native population with very little repercussions from the law. As we are expecting the announcement of Disease X and another lockdown, a recent report from UK's Jim Ferguson provides a plausible explanation of what we are seeing.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35, young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped to France. They all sign the Official Secrets Act. Then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious. They're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
John, I mean, you say you've spoken to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed. Because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks. And they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in, because there's a cultural disassociation, and that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of people didn't realize, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, Joe.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait, because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed, and unfortunately it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people in 10 minutes.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alrighty, we're back. I don't think it's going to happen in 10 minutes, but I, unless the good Lord intervenes on this, unless, you know, something happens, he comes back, we will head that way. The communists, those that are anti-God, anti-American, and by the way, more and more of those within the collective, the Democratic Party now, are choosing the Church of Satan as their church. Mm-hmm. It's happening, okay? And so so we do know that it's going to get nasty unless the good Lord intervenes. But here, you know, Richard, you had... I had mentioned to you before the White Rose Society, but let me, before I go any farther, I got to say, Deborah in Texas pledges $250. Thank you, Deborah. 888-281-1110, credit card number.
888 877-9673.
We had mentioned the White Rose Society.
Hey,
those
Pastor
were,
Ernie,
yeah.
Can I interrupt you? Because
sure.
we made a mistake earlier in the program. And, you know, you and I always admit when there's something wrong.
I always admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, always. Fannie right. Willis didn't get kicked off yet. What happened was the appeals court gave Trump green light on his appeal to get rid of her, but they are waiting to set a deadline for the case to be heard before the appellate court. His team got permission to take her to court to get rid of her, and they're waiting for a court date right now. But it looks like if they're taking up the case, they figure there's enough justification to take it to the appellate court. So it's a big win right now for Trump. If nothing else, it's going to delay this thing for a long time.
Not just for Trump, but for what is, I think there's 17 people with him on that.
All the other people, you're right. All the others that are there, 19 or something like that.
And what I just saw the headlines, and Fannie Willis is off the case, she's gone. Okay, so.
Yeah, well, they exaggerated. Yeah. That's why I wanted to say something to the folks. Quite often they'll have a news blurb like that to get your attention. And you and I are on the radio, so we didn't have time to do all the research, so I was busy double-checking it. You know, we try and folks, Ernie and I spend a lot of time doing research and verifying stories, and we know who we can trust, who we can't, and we always double-check things. Sometimes we make mistakes.
Well, and, sometimes people...
Generally, we're on the money most times.
Well, you know, we always have to check because World News Daily sometimes makes them. They're pretty accurate, but say we got Gateway Pundit and some of the others, and they don't always get it perfect.
Somebody makes people are human. They make mistakes, and you know.
Alrighty.
We come out and tell you about them and change it.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. The watchman on the wall. Alrighty, I got to give those numbers, folks. Those lines got to keep lighting. We have to get the money. Here's the thing. We need to, should the Lord tarry, get back on the stations we went off of. Now, and it's very important that we get back on those by September, at least key stations by September. These would all be in blue states that we're talking about because... there's a trend right now that a number of former Democrats are switching. They've had it. They're fed up, you know. They don't believe Joe Biden when he tells them the economy's great because they're paying $5 a gallon for gas, and they don't believe him when he tells them they're not. They don't believe him when he tells them they're not paying, you know, $2 to $3 a dozen of eggs out there.
Well, Portland and Seattle, they desperately need good news and accurate news, good information, that's biblical teaching, because they're surrounded by a bunch of political perverts.
You know, and Portland is one of the stations I'd like to go back on for sure, because when they were rioting and burning Portland, I was talking to the people in the station there, and they told me, they said, you know, we can see the smoke, it's not far from here. And, you know, they said, you might be the reason they come here, you know.
Wow.
And so... I'd definitely like to go back on out there in Portland. We missed that, but we actually are out there on the internet. We're still in Seattle. We're still in Washington. We're actually worldwide. We have a lot of the people that had been listening to us on the radio when we went off the radio went to the internet, and they still listen to us out there.
Yeah, the wordcleveland.com is where our podcast is located.
But it's much easier for them.
Wordcleveland.com.
Much easier for them to listen to us on the radio.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah. And so,
one thing I want to read, just one line of scripture from Deuteronomy 16:17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And I read that especially because I think sometimes callers don't call in. They can't afford much. Maybe they can only make a $10 donation or a $20 donation, and they don't want to call in and pledge. Everybody gives as you are able, as you have been blessed. And so we need, this ministry has, the heart and soul of the ministry has been many, many smaller donations coming in when we need it the most. So don't be afraid to call in and make a donation, no matter how small. And if you want, just send the donation in. The address is, mail it to WRWL Ministries, WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road. They're in Newberry, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. One more time, real quick. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
All right, very good, folks. Don't forget to tell her when you call tonight. If you're not getting the newsletter, you really should. All right. Anonymous of PA pledges 100, and Karen in, well, just Karen pledges 50. Don't know where Karen's at. Karen knows where she's at, though, I'll bet.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, maybe she's out to lunch.
Yeah. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. You know what? Here I'm going to play this clip because our military is in bad shape. And one of the reasons it's in bad shape is a Secretary General Austin, who was a yes man. Now, we told you about, you know, what he did, how he helped to destroy our military. Well, he was under fire by Congress. They were questioning him, and they put him in a position where he had to admit that Joe Biden is the cause for so much of the world's problems today. So go ahead and bring that clip.
As one of my colleagues, Mr. Panetta, had pointed out, the Sahel area has had 8 coups since 2020. Is that correct?
There have been a number there, yes.
Can you tell me who is president since 2020?
I'm sorry?
Who has been president of the United States since 2020?
Of course, President Biden was inaugurated.
And I want to go into Iraq for a moment. The amount of Iranian missiles and rockets that's been fired has been vastly increased between 2021 and 2024. Would you agree? Over 159 plus attacks?
There have been a number of attacks. The vast majority of those attacks have been ineffective.
And can you tell me who was president during this time?
Of course, it was President Biden.
In
what I would also tell you is that in
2019, we were able to put 18 historic peace treaties in place called the Abraham Accords. Do you agree that given the fact that it wasn't since 1979 for Egypt, 1994 for Jordan's normalized relations with Israel, that this was a very good step towards helping with the stabilization of the Middle East?
I do agree with that.
And can you tell me who put that in place?
It was a previous administration, obviously.
Can you tell me who that was exactly, Mr. Secretary? I didn't think so. And under the attacks that took place on October 7th of 2023 that resulted in over 1,200 innocent men, women, and children being slaughtered, being raped, being taken hostage, etc., can you tell me who was president at that time?
Of course, it's President Biden.
In 2016 and 2020, we recognized that 12% of global trade goes through the Red Sea. And in an effort to try and ensure the safety and security of trade and commerce, which would allow us to keep our goods down, there was a designation as a terrorist organization of the Houthis. Can you tell me who put that designation in place, sir?
It was the previous administration.
And can you tell me who removed that designation, sir?
Of course, it was removed by this administration.
And can you tell me whether or not, just a simple yes or no, that we've seen an increase in disruption and attacks in the Red Sea under this administration?
We have seen increased violence.
Thank you so much, sir. And can you also tell me who was in office in 2014 when Russians came across in Donetsk and also in Lugansk in Ukraine?
President Obama.
And can you tell me who was the vice president at the time?
President Biden.
And can you tell me then, in the ramp up to the war where things have continued to escalate vastly, and I think that you have been great at continuing to give us the facts on how Russia is advancing, what the major threats are, how Ukraine is being pushed out with the necessary funding, as you've pointed out numerous times. Can you tell me at what point you saw the war ramping up from Russia in their attacks?
This is prior to the attack or
No. Recently? Can you tell me when you saw the greatest advancement and what year exactly?
6 months ago.
Okay.
And who was the
president at the time?
If we had the ability to...
My point in trying to understand this, Mr. Secretary, is that we have pointed out numerous times, as my previous colleague said, that we are not safer now under this administration than we were previously, which is a contrary statement to what you've said, as I've just outlined. And not to mention the fact that your predecessors, let's just say in the Democrat administration, Secretary Robert Gates, he also made a comment that said, I think he has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Can you tell me who he was referencing in that comment?
I believe Secretary Gates was referring.
Can you just please tell me who he was referencing?
President Biden.
President Biden.
But
so what we've established here is that we are not safer under President Biden than we were under President Trump. What we are establishing is that the Abraham Accords was put in place under President Trump to help, and that the things that are occurring in Ukraine, in the Sahel, in Israel, in Afghanistan with the Bosch withdrawal would not have happened under President Trump.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Not recognized as a gentlelady from Alabama.
I can't believe there are people out there who are actually thinking.
All right, there you go. You know, just unbelievable between Austin and Millie. I think Millie got up while he getting was good, okay? I think he's seen the handwriting on the wall.
I'm sure he did.
Anyhow.
Is he working for CNN now?
Yeah, I think he is. And, again, you know, these guys betrayed. I mean, he came right out and told the Red Chinese that he would not obey the order of President Trump in case there was a nuclear war or whatever. So he came right out. And I mean, this is, you know, lawlessness. The Bible refers to those in the days would be lawless. And that's exactly the entire Democratic Communist Party is lawless.
And you were talking, he was military. I want to just read a couple of headlines real quick. Marine Corps looked at their barracks. It was as bad as they feared. There was living conditions for many of the Marines was inhabitable conditions. We did some of the stories. They looked at 25 installations around the globe, and they talked some were filthy, broken appliances, leaky gas, bugs, you know, mice, you name it. Navy orders deep dive into readiness after massive ship deployment delay. Their ships are down. They're in for maintenance. They're behind on production. It's total mess. U.S. Naval Academy gender and sex class may get your panties in a bunch because it goes, you know, beyond homosexuality and into wokeness. And the topics, they're now, you know, into the LGBT studies and critical race theory, all this stuff now at our big academies. West Point goes full woke, another headline from World News Daily. Pushes diversity inclusion studies. It's more important that we have transgenders in than fighting men at West Point. Yes, there you go, folks. Just a rundown, and we've done some other stories along the way, but everything that's been changed since Biden took office is destroying the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and even the Coast Guard going woke. Our military now is in a mess. All aspects of it are down and not up to par.
Well, you know, people were asking me today, so what are we going to do about this? Well, I don't recognize the legitimacy today of the federal government. I do not recognize them as a legitimate entity. They're illegitimate. They're virtually turned into domestic enemies.
They have. They violated the Constitution right and left. They ignore the Supreme Court. They ignore the laws of the land. They're gone rogue, and they need to be disbanded. The Constitution tells you when the government gets out of control, there is a remedy. And do you remember what that remedy is?
Yeah.
We the people have the right to what? Do a reset, a do-over. We can take our government back and redo it.
Thomas Jefferson said, when people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. And that's exactly what today we have, tyranny. And the people are getting angry. They've more and more, and they've had enough. It's we're seeing what's happening in the cities. We're seeing a number of those actually saying, you know, they've gone too far. They're jumping. They're leaving the Democratic Communist Party.
We the people must take our country back.
Right.
Let me read from a Supreme Court ruling. Well, no, it's from James Iredell. He was a member of the first Supreme Court. The only real security of liberty in any country is the jealousy and circumspection of the people themselves. Let them be watchful over their rulers. Should they find a combination against their liberties and all other methods appear insufficient to preserve them, they have, thank God, an ultimate remedy. That power which created the government, you the people, can destroy it. Should the government on trial be found to want amendments, goes on, we can make amendments made in a regular method, made in the mode prescribed by the Constitution. We have this security in addition to the natural watchfulness of the people, which I hope and pray will never be found wanting. Well, right now, folks, it's found wanting.
All right, 888-281-1110. That's credit card line, 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
All right, folks, we definitely need to hear from you. We got to hear from you. We only have, well, tonight and tomorrow, and that's less than, well, we have actually less than 2 hours tomorrow, and we've only got tonight 33 minutes left.
And that's if you stay over after the show's over.
Yeah, well, we take calls all the way to midnight. Okay.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I wanted to get out tonight, been talking about all the money being spent on the illegals, you know, the beer and shots, the free medical care, the credit cards that they were given to spend, you know, some of them were given $1,200 a month to spend. All, you know, I could go on and on. Two things I want to read. James Madison, the principal author of the Constitution, said, quote, I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article of the Constitution which granted a right to Congress of expending on objects of benevolence the money of their constituents. Congress is the only one who's supposed to be able to spend money, and here we have Biden and the White House authorizing all this expenditure of money, which is against the Constitution, and even if it was the Congress doesn't have permission to do it according to the Constitution. The Congress does not have the power and the authority to do it according to the Constitution. And even that famous legislature, Davy Crockett, said, I will not go into an argument to prove that Congress has no power to appropriate this money as an act of charity. Every member upon this floor knows it. We have the right as individuals to give away as much as our own money as we please. But as members of Congress, we have no right to appropriate a dollar of the public money to charity.
Biden don't know that because
appropriate with all the money Biden's spending on everything that
well, he's buying votes. He's buying votes.
Yeah, he's buying votes.
He's buying votes out there for the young people, for the college kids. Look, you have some of these people they looked at who had they had incomes of $300,000-$400,000 a year, and they had not paid off their college loans. we're talking between 300 and 400, a number between 300 and 400 thousand they were making a year, and they didn't have to pay off their college loans. You know who did pay it? People that couldn't afford to go to college. We'll be back right
or
after
people
this.
People that paid their loan.
Yep. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This word is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Yes, I've been blessed by him. Amen. You know, Joe, I think, I don't know, did our troops ever get out of Niger? They've been trapped there, over 1,000 troops, and they want Joe Obama to give them the airport before they'll let our troops go.
I have not heard there has been crickets on that. I haven't seen any updates on that since our last report.
Don't worry, I got somebody working on it right now, okay?
Russia is supposedly involved. With entering.
Yeah, they're going to come in and try and negotiate and save the day and, you know, throw mud in Biden's face is what's going on. Well, we're here at home right now. Two foreign nationals that were in ICE custody after they attempted to breach a Marine base. They tried to sneak onto a Marine base. Now, why would just a poor person who came here to go to work you know, find a better life, be trying to sneak into a Marine base? I wonder. Anyway, they're now in custody. They were caught. They're at the Quantico Marine Base in Virginia. And, they said they were going to make a delivery to the post office and work for a company subcontracted by Amazon, which none of the above were true, right?
Well, they could have just enlisted because right now the military is so hard, they're up to get troops. Yeah, I mean, really, really, it's really bad. Richard, there's not every country has gone woke. Some have become unwoke, haven't they?
Yeah.
Actually, I have an article here. It says, Peru's government officially classifies trans, non-binary, and intersex as mentally ill people. The Peruvian government has taken a firm stand on the issue of gender identity. A new decree signed by the president has officially classified the transsexualism, non-binary, and intersex conditions as mental illnesses.
And they are correct because even our own psychologist years ago used to call it a mental illness, right here in America.
Yes.
But they were plied with a little money and pressure and changed the view because of political pressure.
Yep, absolutely. They sold their souls, didn't they?
All things.
All right, Mark in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, Mark. 888-281-1110, credit card line.
888-677-9673. Give us a call.
Yep, we're waiting to hear from you. All right, what have you found out over there about our troops, anything?
I still have been unable to locate that article. Something about Russia entering our base.
All right, here's something. Kansas governors.
Everything and stories they don't want people to hear. One of the things they do is they pull it off and act like it never happened.
Yeah.
But we know it did.
Here's an article right here. It's Kansas governor, you know, vetoes bill to grant child support. We've got all of these antichrist, these wicked women, you know, involved in witchcraft. If you look at Michigan, the governors of Michigan and New Mexico, these people are, you know, wicked women. Here it goes. Kansas Governor Lori Kelly, a Democratic communist, well, I put the communist part in, has vetoed legislation that would have extended child support to fetuses. In other words, to babies, right? The legislation was supported by pro-life groups who hoped to grant more rights for the unborn babies. Republicans who supported the bill argued that they were working to help mothers cover the costs associated with pregnancy and delivery. However, Kelly, that wicked woman, claimed that the bill was a blatant attempt by extreme politicians, in other words, decent people, and the legislators to take more control over women and their families and personal private medical decisions. I'm so tired of hearing that garbage. I am so tired of hearing that garbage. In a press release about the veto, Kelly wrote, "This device legislation has broad and sweeping implications that undermine the will of the majority of Kansas who voted overwhelmingly in 2022 to protect the constitutional rights of women to kill their babies." You see, there is no place in the Constitution that gives a woman a right to kill her baby. That baby is an individual. It's not a part of her body. It's an individual.
Right. The early Supreme Court definitely upheld that abortion was not allowed under the Constitution up until, you know, just fairly recent history, but early Supreme Court rulings that, you know, it wasn't allowed. Even if it was done in the name of religion, it could not be done. So even if you called it a religious right, child cannot be aborted.
Kansas Governor Lori Kelly, you need to repent or perish. God's Word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear that women that say what you're saying here have gone a-whoring, okay, out from under God. In fact, what you need to do, read Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34. You need to read that. You really do. All right. 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
I've noticed something here. A couple of things coming up. Folks, this is going to be strange because Joe Obama has agreed to debate President Trump once in June and once in September. And now, think about this. They know that he is not really mentally capable of doing that. So what are they going to do? Are they going to have a stand-in? I know that they do have somebody out there that looks a whole lot like him. Everything. In fact, we had an article. I needed to get that. But how are they going to handle that? I mean,
well, they have all these rules set out already, and they're saying that it's going to have a. They're going to kill the mic so the other candidate can't comment while the other one's talking. There's going to be no audience in there, and it's just going to be the them and the commentator.
Okay, well, here's what
they
should do.
They're going to drink him up and get him hyped up like the last time we saw when he did a major address. Remember how animated and charged he was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's what needs to be done. These so-called commentators, they usually, what, two or three? Okay, they should first, they need to ask who they voted for. That needs to come out. Who did you vote for? And now there's, if there's two of them, then one of them should have had to vote for Trump. I mean, to only be fair, right?
It should be, but that'll never happen.
I agree. Never happened.
Yeah, fairness is not part of their vocabulary.
Honesty is definitely not a part of their vocabulary.
That's for sure.
Integrity.
Right.
Well, here's my concern with all these stipulations, right? We can't have an audience. We can't have all the... I want to know if this is going to be a live debate, how long their delay is going to be for the live feed. Are we going to have enough time for them to go in there and cut out certain parts they don't like now?
Yeah, well, now...
That's an interesting point, too, the delay on that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good point.
I'm sure Trump is going to have his people there. You know, by their very nature, the Democrats have to do something corrupt. By their nature, they have to. I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be nasty. It wasn't always that way. There were times, and over the years, and Joe, you know that we've had to actually go across the aisle and
sure.
Have Democrats work with us on pro-life issues and pro-family issues, and there were Democrats that weren't totally corrupt.
Right, Ronald Reagan got along very well with Tip O'Neill, and they worked together on a lot of things, you know.
I remember them asking Ronald Reagan one time, he was being interviewed. He said, have you ever been in a communist country? He said, I was in Massachusetts with Tip O'Neill. That did it, right?
Yeah, it kind of did it.
All righty.
Another thing, there's a breaking story. Biden administration refuses to reveal terror watch list nationalities as illegal immigration explodes on his watch. And what it is, I had a story earlier I was reading, looking at the Chinese are coming across. All of a sudden, the number of Chinese males coming across the border has increased 8,000% just recently. Yeah. And there have now been almost 28,000 encounters of Chinese by the border patrol this year, this physical year. So all of a sudden now, what's happening, that the news went to ask, well, where are these people coming from that are being on the terror watch list? And they are withholding this information. Now, why would they not want us to know if it's from Iran, Iraq, where these people are coming from? I think the American people have a right to know who they're letting in. Who our enemy that we're going to be facing is going to be.
All righty. Jerome pledges $60, and Betty in Texas pledges $50. Thank you. Thank you. All righty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. How much time do we have on that clock? All righty. Bring Pastor Hal up. Okay, Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing okay. You've got about 9 minutes, but I don't think you need more than seven, so.
No, I was trying to get done as soon as I can. But listen, the good news for the American people is that no matter how bad things are getting, we have deliverance coming that we can take advantage of, that Obama and Biden and the entire Democrat Antichrist Satanic Party can never take from us, cannot ruin, and cannot do anything to keep us from receiving, and can't take from us once we get it. And that deliverance is in a person. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming back soon. All these signs, the prophecies, and everything point to it. And the thing is, be ready when he comes back, because if you're not ready, you're going to be stuck here. And if you think it's bad now, this is a Sunday school picnic compared to what it's going to be like if you're stuck here after the rapture or the catching away of the church takes place, which is very imminent. It could happen before I'm over with this phone call. And, you know, the basic thing you have to realize is that God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the city's water system that washes away your sins. You could get baptized so often that you break records with it and everything, and it won't wash away one sin. You can be a member of every church in town and do all kinds of good works, and that won't wash away one sin. The only thing that can wash away sins is the precious blood of Jesus, which in Ephesians 1:7, God says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And Jesus was the only one that could pay the payment for our sins, because in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. But John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Even though Jesus Christ paid the payment for your sins on that cross. And why did he do that? Because God said sin had to be paid for. God is a God of righteousness. He cannot let sin go unpunished. There's no getting around that. No matter how much he loves you and loves me, he cannot ignore our sins. He's a God of righteousness and justice. But here's where his love entered in. His love entered in that he allowed Jesus Christ to transfer your sin and my sin onto his son, Jesus. So that when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. In other words, he transferred your sin and guilt and mine onto his son. So in full, so that when Jesus said it is finished, that meant all the work necessary for your redemption and mine has been accomplished in the eyes of God. So now what are you going to do with it? Are you going to act like it's not there, like you can you don't need it, or you can try and get there your own way? You know, if you were out in the ocean drowning and the ship came by and threw you a life preserver, you know, and told you, receive that life preserver, you wouldn't listen to anybody that told you, no, you don't need to receive it, you got the time. And you certainly wouldn't tell them, I can swim the shore 3,000 miles through shark-infested water. I don't need that life preserver. You'd be a fool if you did. But right now, tonight, even today, there's people all over the world who know what Jesus did for them on the cross, but they're telling the Lord, I don't need it. I got my own way and everything. And they're committing suicide where their soul is concerned. And listen, salvation is a free gift, too. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It's not by Peter, Paul, Mary, the popes, the preachers, or anybody. It's through Jesus Christ and him alone. So now God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And God would know if you open up the door of your heart and ask Jesus to come in. Jesus could force his way in, but salvation wouldn't be a gift then. It'd be something he forced on you. And that's not his plan of salvation. His plan is that you get under conviction about your sins, and you repent of your sins, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. And so right now while I'm talking to you, Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, in other words, hear my word and open the door, I will come into him. And so right now, with Jesus knocking at the door of your heart, you have the opportunity to receive the greatest gift you'll ever receive in your whole life, and that's the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross, along with Jesus Christ himself coming into your heart and the Holy Spirit coming into your spirit and merging with your soul and making you a new creature in Christ. So with Jesus knocking at the door of your heart right now, and you hearing God's word and his invitation, how about opening up the door of your heart and do the most important thing you could do in your life, and that's receive the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross. We could say a simple prayer together. I'd be glad to lead you in a simple prayer. We don't have to pray together, but we could. And I'll lead you a few words at a time, and even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. So what do you say we do that right now, with Jesus listening to every word you're saying? Pray with me, please, and just really mean it with all your heart. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I repent of those sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation and my place, paid it in full, and I here and now ask you to come into my heart and give to me that payment so I can have eternal life and a home in heaven and the joys of heaven for eternity. In Jesus' name we pray this. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul right now, coming into my heart forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, 1 John 5:13, the Apostle John speaking to people who received Jesus just like you just did, and he said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. That term, believe on, is not the same as believe about. Even the devil believes about. He believes that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, but the devil didn't want you to reach out and receive that payment. You understand that? And you did just now. So you foiled the devil for all eternity as far as getting your soul goes. And then he said, believe on the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know, not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you may know. How do you know? Because I said so? No. It's because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie, can he? So according to God's promise and your prayer, if you died right now tonight, tomorrow, 100 years from now, your soul goes to be straight with Jesus, because nobody can ever take that away from you. In the meantime, live for him. Read the Bible every day, King James Bible. Pray every day. Just have good fellowship with God. Ask God to cleanse you of any sin that comes between you and him every day. That's not just to stay saved. You don't have to worry about that, but to stay in good fellowship with the Lord, walking with him, talking with him. And, you know, that's how you get your prayers answered, having good fellowship with the Lord, the joy of the Lord. And then just tell others about Jesus. The one reason Jesus keeps you here right now instead of taking you home to heaven is because he wants to use you to lead others to him and get other people saved. So go ahead and do the best you can with the power of the God's Holy Spirit and have the joy of the Lord and leading other people to Christ, and your life will really be blessed. Go ahead, Pastor.
You really believe all that, don't you? I know we all do.
We believe it.
Amen. All right. Okay. All right. Well, guess what? We're at that time. We come to every night at this time. And you know what we do every night at this time? We always say to all the folks out there, all of you listening, we want to say, God bless you. We hope he blesses
you. God bless you.
He hopes he blesses you with salvation. That's the first blessing.
Yes.
And then we want to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And then we come to the big part. I mean, this is our finale. Always, ready? Keep fighting the fight!
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left? Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.